$5 Bin Podcast with Mark and Rick.
And now with a splash of Brian.
Hello, Cinemaniacs, and welcome to $5 Bin Podcast. This is one of our mini episodes. I'm your host, Mark Dittleman, and with me are my co-hosts, Rick Maxian.
Hello.
Guten Tag, Rick. And Brian Higgins.
Ahoy, hoy.
Shalom, Brian.
Shalom.
I know, we're doing a little international flair here tonight.
Oh. You
know,
what's the segue? Why
are there's we no segue. I was going to say we're going for a grand flair because we've kind of got a new and improved, upgraded system here in the movie.
Yes.
It's brand spanking new. It's like back in the day when everything was going to be like the 2000 model. You know, yeah. RoboCop 2000.
Yes.
Knight Rider 2000. That was always the...
Blues Brothers 2000.
Oh, no, that's a bad example. Wah, wah. It's a brand new spiffy system.
Yes.
That we bring just for you, the Cinemaniacs.
It's true. It's all for you guys.
Yeah. So, Rick, how was it setting up this new system?
It was fairly simple.
Fairly simple?
Yeah.
Are you saying it wasn't hard at all?
No, it was not very hard.
So it's much easier than spying, perhaps.
It was spy easy.
Oh.
Not spy
hard.
I was giving a dramatic pause. So Spy Hard was the movie we did the full reviews of this past week.
And Rick's opinion appears to have dropped in the past.
I was going
to
say, so Rick, did your opinion lower from thinking about this movie that we did? Did it get even worse?
I actually watched it again.
You did?
Oh, God.
You pulled a me with Waterworld.
And I was really hoping that I was like, you know what? I just probably missed something.
You need a third set of eyes.
And it didn't work.
Because now you even knew when the dumb jokes were coming. So
maybe
did that kind of play a factor?
Maybe.
Yeah, because at least like if you rewatch this movie after, 95, so if you haven't seen it in over 20 years, at least you could maybe be surprised by some of the jokes.
If you haven't watched it in 23 years, some surprise.
Yeah, exactly.
I probably watched it last year or sometime, and I remember it being okay.
Yeah.
And then I watched it again for the mini or for the full reviews, and I was like, oh, crap. And then I decided to watch it again because I didn't believe the full
review. You didn't believe what we said.
And then I do now believe 100%.
So one thought I
had. Never doubt the reviews.
Yes. So one thought I had thinking back of this, because we obviously said, like, you know, I first got into Leslie Nielsen when he was on Airplane, and then he did all the Naked Guns.
Yeah.
I loved all the Naked Guns. But, you know, it has been a few years since I watched those. Do you think there is a chance that those could kind of fall into the same category as this one and maybe not hold up as well? Or do you think they're kind of a different
tone? Well, I know on one
level
that they definitely don't hold up.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, the fact that they star O.J. Simpson.
Oh, yeah, on that level,
I'm not worried about
that. I'm not saying in terms of the acting, like the joke.
But it makes it a little hard to appreciate the movie on the same level.
Yeah. O.J.'s not really in the first one as much, though. He kind of injures himself, and then he's out of the movie for most of it, so
yeah, I'm not,
you can kind
I'm
of cut off the beginning and the end and get a non-OJ cut.
A no-J.
Wait, a non-OJ cut? Oh, God. I shouldn't put cut and OJ in the same sentence.
Speaking of cut, a deleted scene from this episode.
Oh, and other fun facts, like deleted scenes about Spy Hard.
Yes.
Okay, so we had mentioned the full reviews that we enjoyed the Weird Al Yankovic opening, but we were kind of hoping it was more kind of a direct parody of one of the James Bond films. According to this, the opening title sequence is very specific and a direct send-up of the main title sequence of the James Bond movie Thunderball from 1965, which I do not remember what the theme song of that is. So
no.
Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. Maybe we'll look that up.
But
see
still,
how that goes.
If I'm Weird Al, I'm going to choose a better one.
Yeah. The church that Dick Steele follows a henchman into for that Sister X scene was called Our Lady Who Never Had the Pickle.
Yeah, I think you mentioned that during the main episode.
I did, yeah. This was originally going to be the name of the hospital where Detective Nordberg, O.J. Simpson, as we just mentioned, was being kept in the Naked Gun files from Police Squad from 1988. So they were going to use that Naked Gun.
So a joke that wasn't good enough for Naked Gun, they decided to put in this movie.
And to be associated with O.J.
Simpson.
Another thing that's kind of a weird connection is you were saying, Brian, how you kind of like more overarching parodies that were more specific and not kind of like these joke-a-minute things.
I don't mind some joke a minute. So I think that there's room for that. This one, it was like a joke every 8 minutes.
Right.
While pretending to be, you know, a joke a minute.
One of the examples you said is like a better parody was like Austin Powers.
Yeah.
So Elizabeth Hurley was up for the female lead in this originally, but then she'd go on to be in Austin Powers instead.
Yeah.
So she, I guess she was supposed to do the Nicolette Sheridan role.
Probably.
Agent 3.14. Talisa Soto, who was kind of the femme fatale in this, is Gouda. She was a Bond girl, Lupe Lamora, from the James Bond movie License to Kill from 1989.
That's a Dalton one, right?
That's the one of the two Timothy Dalton ones, yeah. That's also the one with Wayne Newton.
Oh.
Robert Culp, who played Kelly Robinson in the comedy series I Spy in 1965, plays the grumpy businessman aboard the flight, which we mentioned. Yeah. That was one of the cameos. Some of these trivia facts are just cameo. Mr. T as helicopter pilot.
Yeah, that doesn't, like, that's not a fun fact.
That's not a fun fact.
That's called the cast list.
The motto of the United States of America Secret Service Agency in the movie was, quote, keeping America quiet.
You'll note no laughter following that.
And the criminal organization's motto was, quote, commitment to evil. These aren't, like, fun. They're not fun.
These
ones.
Are terrible.
But these are the jokes.
Yeah.
I have nothing to go with these.
Hulk Hogan cameo as Dick Steele's other tag team member.
Yeah, I like that they call him the other one as though Dr. Joyce was the main tag team partner. Right, yeah.
Well, she was. She really
she
took him on.
Moves.
But Hulk Hogan's the first one he tagged in, and then he tagged in Dr. Joyce.
Cameo, Ray Charles as a bus driver. Cameo, Fabio as himself.
Fabio?
Fabio.
I am Fabio.
I can't believe it's not butter.
How are you today? Spray. I'm fabulous, because I'm Fabio.
So guys, at the beginning of the movie, we see a young Dick Steele, and then we get present day Dick Steele. Guess what the ages that Leslie Nielsen was supposed to be playing at those two times?
45 and 65.
25 and 45.
So the young Dick Steele was supposed to be 37, and the older present Dick Steele was supposed to be 52. Nielsen was 70 at the time.
Well, that's why I said 45 and 65
yeah.
makes a lot
yeah,
more sense.
Yeah, because he looks older, yeah. McClucky, Mason Gamble, is a parody of Kevin McAllister, Macaulay Culkin. In the first two Home Alone movies, John Hughes, who wrote the Home Alone movies, also wrote Dennis the Menace from 1993, which starred Gamble as the title character. I think we brought that up.
Yes.
We did bring that up.
Yep.
Cameo, Pat Morita as Brian, a waiter in a restaurant.
a very over-the-top waiter.
And then of all the trivia, and now most of these trivia things we've kind of already covered, the final trivia is Dr. Joyce Brothers, Dick Steele's second tag team member, but they don't get a cameo. They don't get a cameo. That's what she does.
That's not a cameo. Yeah.
All right, so fun facts about Spyhard.
Yes.
Now, gentlemen, did any of you guys have a chance to link the last reviews that we did, Waterworld, to the current one?
No, because I wanted to think as little as possible about both of those movies.
Okay. Well, I have one. You have to think about it. Yeah, it's a pretty good one.
Because, I mean, you could probably connect Kevin Costner to Leslie Nielsen pretty...
Yeah, it's pretty easy. So basically, well, I didn't use Leslie Nielsen. So what I had to do was Kevin Costner to Susan Sarandon and Bull Durham and Susan Sarandon to Barry Bostwick and the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh.
Barry Bostwick.
You should connect to Benson.
I think you could obviously connect to Leslie Nielsen, but it would take longer just because Costner and the other people in Waterworld are in very different genre movies than Leslie Nielsen, so.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a little bit tougher, but that was kind of a quicker connection, so we'll just go with that.
Okay, cool. You win.
Now, Brian, I know we kind of have an epic King of the Thing coming up, but even before that, I think you have a little bonus game that we might be playing this evening.
Yeah, so I thought, you know, I was thinking back to some of our old favorite games that we've played in the past.
I love bonus games.
We like games.
We do like games.
Like games.
And I was thinking, you know, it would be fun. Remember our old IMDb keyword game?
Oh, yeah. It's been a while.
It's been quite a while. So what I'm going to do is, instead of doing this by keywords, I'm going to look up a movie that has a lot of parodies of okay. or spoofs.
So in the genre of a parody film.
So a parody film, some of them might be, you know, depending on your definition of a parody. I actually have a list here on IMDb of the top 50 parody movies by C. Topher 90.
Oh, is it Topher Grace?
It might be. It That's just all might he does be.
When he's not making movies. He's putting IMDb list together.
When he's not making movies or editing other trilogies, he's putting together IMDb list. Did you hear about that one?
No, I didn't know about that.
He famously created a Star Wars prequel edit. Edited the three movies into like one tight, like 90-minute to 2-hour movie.
Oh, interesting.
It's supposedly amazing, but it's never been released.
I'd like to see that.
And then he, after filming Black Klansman,
which is currently in theaters,
where he plays David Duke, he needed some time to just kind of, you know, not think about being a racist. So he edited the Hobbit films into one movie.
Wow. He's got some editing skills that don't pay his bills.
I'm pretty sure that 70s show pays his bills.
He's still getting residuals since they're playing on FX all the time?
I would assume so.
All right, so I am going to start by listing some of these movies. As soon as you think you know what movie it is based on the movies it's spoofing, just ring in or whatever you want to do and make your guess.
I like it.
Okay.
How many guesses do we get? Do we have multiple guesses or just one?
You get one per movie, unless I give you more.
Okay, all right.
So if you make a guess, Mark, you aren't eligible to make another guess until Rick has made a guess.
I gotcha. Let's do it.
Okay. All right, so let's start with The Wizard of Oz. The Bridge on the River Kwai.
Spaceballs.
That is correct.
I beat Rick on a Spaceballs one. Doo-da, doo-da.
No.
All right, our next one, The Adventures of Robin Hood, The Wizard of Oz.
Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
No, Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, I know.
Apocalypse
Hot
Now.
Shots.
That's what I was going to say. Was that not right?
Hot Shots is not right.
Oh.
Hot Shots Part 2?
So we both back in?
Hot Shots Part 2 is correct.
Wait, he got another guess.
Yeah, well, I got back
in.
Yeah,
but guess.
I mean, he made a second guess, so...
Changing the rules.
You both had one guess, so
good.
It reopened.
Okay. I do remember Charlie Sheen doing The Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah.
I just didn't remember which one that was from.
And then he got the lace, the shoelace.
Yeah.
All right. We have The Decameron.
Oh, really?
Romeo and Juliet. The Seventh Seal.
Wow. What is that?
I know the movie. I just can't think of
what
a movie
that's
parody.
Seal?
It's the one where the knight plays chess against death.
Ivan the Terrible Part 1.
Okay, I have an idea. I have an idea, but I'm going to keep...
Camelot.
I'm going to go for it. The History of the World, Part 1.
That's what I was thinking. And I didn't want to say it. Okay.
Gawain and the Green Knight.
Oh, okay. Now I think I know.
Lancelot of the Lake.
Yeah. Come on, Rick.
I can't think of it. You don't get
When do I get my second guess?
All right, Rick, you need to make a guess. The Treasure of the Sierra Madre. It's not going to help you.
Yeah, that's not going to help.
Is it Monty Python?
Which one?
Wow. He should lose just as he is.
I have to think about it because Holy Grail. But
that is correct.
I was trying
Monty
to think
Python
if there was more words to that.
That's a questionable win. It's a dubious victory.
Isn't there more words to that?
Monty Python
and the
Holy
Grail.
Okay, it's just that.
That was a dubious win for the record.
I mean, Rick has gotten both of his answers technically correct. He just needs to add more words to both of them. Yellow Submarine. Star Wars Episode 6, Return of the Jedi. Dirty Dancing.
Scary movie?
That is incorrect.
Oh, okay. Milhouse, Turn to Shine.
Beyond the Sea.
Beyond the Sea parody? Wow.
Ray.
Oh.
This is going to be one of those newer ones.
Is it a newer one?
It's relatively newer.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan, Don't Look Back.
Walk Hard, The Dewey Cox Story.
That is correct.
Ah!
It's one of the better ones.
Yeah, that is a good one.
I guess it is a good
one. I do like that one, yeah.
Okay.
You can't go wrong with John C. Reilly. I don't remember
that movie. I don't think I ever saw that movie.
My favorite part of that movie is every time he'd walk into like the closet and Tomatoes would be like, "Get out of here, Dewey. Can't you see we're doing PCP? You don't want any part of this." And like he kept doing different drugs that would escalate.
My favorite part of that movie is that the songs are legitimately good.
They're good songs, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Apocalypse Now. The Exorcist.
Oh, isn't it a scary movie?
No.
Ah.
9 1/2 weeks.
Keep going.
Stand By Me. New Jack City.
I still would say scary movie.
Body of Evidence.
What? That's a weird movie to parody.
RoboCop 3.
Why would you parody RoboCop 3? Because he's flying?
RoboCop 3.
Friday. Above the Rim.
What? What did you say, Rick?
I said Scary Movie.
Oh.
Menace to but I said Society.
That. I'm thinking of a movie, but it's way before all these other movies, so it wouldn't really work.
Juice.
Wow.
I got nothing.
Yeah, this is like tough.
South Central.
There's a theme of these movies that they're parodying.
Boys in the Hood.
Yeah, it's totally... I'm going to go with what I was thinking. I mean, I feel like this... Some of those movies were after its time, but I'm going to get you, sucka.
That's incorrect.
No, Rick, don't be a menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood.
That's correct.
That's yes, you got it. That, and that's what I was going to say, and then the other one came out of my mouth. So let's continue.
All right. Bob Dylan, Don't Look Back.
Another Bob Dylan.
Yeah, yeah. The Last Waltz. This is Elvis. Let It Be. The Kids Are All Right.
Man, a lot of music acts.
That's
here.
All of them. That's everything that's listed as a spoof.
All right, I'm going to go with The Ruddles.
Incorrect.
Ah!
I don't have anything.
This movie has been spoofed in many other movies.
There's been a spoof of this parody movie?
Yes, including in The Country Bears, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Leroy and Stitch.
Leroy and Stitch?
What? Yes.
It's been
referenced on The Simpsons.
Oh, everything has been referenced on The Simpsons. That's not a fun clue.
Is it The Shining?
It's not The Shining.
How about first actor in it?
Well, this is one where spoof is very lightly taken. I would argue kind of created a genre
older?
Unto itself.
Blazing Saddles.
Can I guess again now?
Yes, you can guess again.
This is Spinal Tap.
That is correct.
Yay!
I had no clue.
Mockumentary.
I just threw out something. I was like,
It's like a mockumentary style.
Right. What's our score at?
I think we're tied 3-3.
Yeah.
Sure, that sounds
right.
That
sounds right.
Someone listening might have an update. All right. So I think we'll do three more.
Three more.
Okay.
The Pride of the Yankees.
Okay. Oh.
Superman 3. Beetlejuice.
A Beetlejuice parody. Wow.
Titanic.
That's been done like everything. Everyone's
Braveheart.
That's also been done everything.
I feel like this is one of those newer dumb ones that I haven't
Scarface.
Seen.
Scarface.
Yeah. I'm
Jane Austen's Mafia.
No, that is incorrect. Unsolved Mysteries.
If I don't answer this, does he get a chance to do it again?
Yeah.
Field of Dreams. Sports Center.
Sports Center parody.
That's all of the listed.
Have I seen this movie?
It's quite possible that you have.
It's possible that you have seen it.
Oh. I've got nothing, so I don't know. I'm not going to make a guess because then that opens the guess up to Mark again.
Okay.
Well, then you're taking, neither of you get it.
Then neither
exactly.
of us get it, yeah.
And the movie is Basketball.
Oh, Basketball.
God, I didn't even think of that. I've seen that 100 times.
There is a Scarface reference in Jane Austen's Mafia. Say hello to my little friend, and then a little guy comes out.
Yes.
So now we'll do three more.
Okay.
Oh,
well, let's
wow.
see what happens
well,
with
wanna
these
make,
two.
I want to make sure. Well, okay, yeah. Someone
gets two in a row,
a
they
sweep,
win. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the first one to get two more points.
Yeah. Okay.
This one, I only have two movies that it spoofs.
Oh,
God.
But there's plenty of movies that it references. So
okay.
I'll resort to those if need be.
Okay.
Dances with Wolves.
Oh.
Why is it spoofing a lot of Kevin Costner?
Yeah, a lot of Kevin Costner movies.
Unforgiven.
Dances with Wolves and Unforgiven. It's so, gotta be
a Western parody.
Western parody.
A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Oh,
that is correct.
Yay!
Nice job. I didn't even think of that one.
See, that's one of those ones where it wasn't like a Leslie Nielsen movie where they were like direct movie spoofs.
Yeah.
They were just kind of like.
They were movies.
It was the same kind of ilk, but not if you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
If you know what I mean.
If you know what I mean.
Okay.
All right.
Ernest.
Spartacus.
Oh.
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The Apprentice.
The Donald Trump Show?
Yes. Ugly Betty.
I'm not going to know this one.
Stomp the Yard.
Oh. I'm just going to go with Dance Flick.
That is incorrect.
Okay. That's the only thing I would ever come up with this.
Spider-Man 3. Transformers, Shrek the Third.
Good luck, Rick.
Happy Feet, Casino Royale, Deal or No Deal, Dancing with the Stars.
What?
You Got Served. America's Next Top Model.
See, that's how I was going.
Okay,
this.
American
hold on.
Idol.
How? All right.
300.
So this is new. Meet the Spartans.
That is correct.
That gave it away.
Did you say that in the first?
Spartacus was the first one.
Yeah. Oh,
which
all right.
is similar. I mean,
I've never seen that one.
I saw parts of it. Actually, not as bad as some of those other ones. Kevin Sorbo's in it.
You said that like Kevin Sorbo's in it. He's so dreamy.
Oh, the vapors.
All right, so I believe we need a tiebreaker.
We need a tiebreaker.
Yes.
And I think this is a good choice.
Oh.
Ghost.
Naked Gun.
That is incorrect.
Ah.
Now I get all the change. But, all right, I'm not, you know what I'm,
Hey, sometimes
really
you gotta take
win.
A leap of faith.
The Silence of the Lambs. Basic Instinct.
Wait a second.
Spoiler alert. Everything that was released after Basic Instinct came out had a parody of Basic Instinct.
Yeah. But I think.
And Silence of the Lambs.
Wasn't it in Naked Gun 2.5, though, was the ghost parody, I think?
Is that your guess?
No.
No, he's just pointing out the flaw in your argument.
Yeah, you said Naked Gun.
I thought it was the first. Oh, yeah, you're right, maybe.
Die Hard 2. K-9.
Wasn't that with Jim Belushi?
With Jim Belushi and a German Shepherd.
Chips. Lost in Space. Star Trek.
What?
Dirty Harry. Conan the Barbarian. Commando. Cobra.
Isn't that with Sylvester Stallone?
Yeah.
The Adventures of Ford Fairlane.
Whoa, what a weird movie to parody.
Wayne's World.
Oh, I think I know.
Parodied Wayne's World?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not.
Do we have anything else?
48 Hours.
What about another 48 Hours?
Oh, that's a sequel.
Lethal Weapon 3.
Wow. Specific sequels. Die Hard 2 and Lethal Weapon 3.
Die Hard.
Oh, Die Hard.
Lethal Weapon 2. Lethal Weapon.
Oh, now I have another guess. Now I have two guesses.
Have I seen this movie?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Maybe not that one then.
Is it a newer one?
No. It references the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Really?
A lot of the references here are referring to the TV version. A VHS of Howard the Duck is seen in this movie.
That nailed it. I got nothing. Let's see.
We were putting time limits on
guesses. The title was mentioned
in
the Comedy Central roast of Dennis Leary.
What?
The video case is shown in Be Kind Rewind.
So Dennis Leary was in
Dennis it? Leary was in this?
Or someone that was roasting him was at his roast and they mentioned this movie.
I think we need a guest soon.
I know, he can keep going. I got a chance.
No, but we had a time limit on other ones that if you didn't after a while.
Because you
then
guessed
I could
first.
Come back.
Yeah, I'm going to need a guess in 5 seconds, Rick.
I don't know what it is either, Rick.
I'm
so going to
say
guess.
Scary Movie.
No, that's incorrect.
Do we get free guesses?
You guys can keep going until you think you can figure it out.
Can we have more clues?
Dracula Dead and Loving It.
It wasn't Dracula Dead and Loving It, correct?
Correct.
I'll put me and Rick even. Loaded Weapon 1.
That is correct.
Ah! Oh, I was thinking that the whole time, and I'm like, I don't.
Just
because
of all them.
I thought
you would get it when we hit, like, I was trying to hold off on the Lethal Weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought all those movies came out, like, some of them came out after Loaded Weapon 1. So that's why I was like,
Loaded Weapon 1 was 1993.
Oh.
You know? And I almost went with, when you said Wayne's World, I was thinking Stay Tuned.
Oh, that is a good movie.
Oh, that's
that is
a good
fun
one.
Movie.
Well,
yeah.
It, from my recollection of it, it is.
Yeah.
All right,
so Mark,
don't watch it again.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You won.
I am the parody of myself. Wait, what? Okay, continuing on. Really quick, gentlemen, we're going to revisit just for one last time Spy Hard and also Waterworld because we need to rank these movies.
Oh, crap.
Oh, crap indeed.
Just start by the end.
No, that's just my ranking of them.
Just so, go, what's last on the list?
Let's start on the end and we'll go up.
Yeah,
we'll
start at number, we've done over 50, right?
Yeah,
so,
we've
all right,
done
start
over.
What's number 50?
What's 50?
Number 50 is 101 Dalmatians.
Worse than that.
Oh, worse than
are
that.
Are we just going both? Or?
Yeah, both
we're,
of them.
We're
should
starting
we
with.
Should we decide which one's better than the other one?
No. No, I gotta.
I think they're A and B at this point.
I got the thing. I
gotta
think Spy Hard is better because it's got some comedy.
See,
to
I
it.
Think I gotta go with Waterworld.
Oh God, no!
I don't know.
We'll see where we
okay.
hit.
Okay,
better
going
than,
down the Phantom.
Oh. I would rather watch The Phantom, and I did not like The Phantom.
Good.
Blank
Me too.
Check.
Oh, God, that's so much better than yeah. these.
Footloose.
I would still watch Footloose, I think. I
Batman Forever.
I'd
definitely
watch
better.
Batman Forever.
The Monster Squad.
Better.
Yeah.
The Cutting Edge.
Better.
Topic.
Yeah, I like The Cutting Edge. Okay. I did like that movie. Hocus Pocus.
Better.
Free Willy.
Better.
Judge Dredd.
Better.
I'd definitely watch Judge
I'd
Dredd.
I'd watch
better.
Judge Dredd.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we're going to get a little dicey.
Just for Rob Schneider.
The Never-Ending Story.
Oh, God. Now it's getting into terribleness.
It wasn't good on rewatch.
Yes.
But
I'm giving it to nostalgia.
I'm giving it like a partial point for nostalgia.
Yeah, okay.
I'm giving that too.
All right. So moving down the list. Little Monsters. I'd watch Little Monsters before these.
All right.
Yeah, Little Monsters was bad. But
I don't know if I'd watch Little Monsters. Well, all right, what's next?
Blank Man.
I didn't see it.
Oh.
What do you think of Blank Man, Rick? I like Blank Man, so.
It's better than these two movies.
Okay.
Keep on going.
Ernest Saves Christmas.
Oh, no.
Ooh, yes, I like that movie. I don't like the movie, but it's Christmas movie.
It's better than these two movies.
Yes.
License to Drive.
That one was rough.
I like License to Drive.
Yeah.
Let's go below it.
Okay. Big Trouble in Little China. I gotta put that above these two. Oh,
I don't hate it.
Yeah.
So.
I don't hate it as much as Rick hated it.
I'm deferring it to you guys.
All right. And then Ernest Scared Stupid, which was our worst movie.
Wait, Ernest Scared Stupid was the last one?
That was our worst
We're
movie.
We're on the last one.
We're on the
We're
last one.
We're at the
one.
Bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
I
would put both of these above Ernest Scared Stupid.
I would say they go right above Ernest Scared Stupid.
Okay.
And, I'm gonna let Brian.
You know, I'd give Spyheart just for the cameos alone. I'd be okay putting that.
I think Spyheart beats Waterworld.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm okay with that because the cameos are really what made up the rewatch and the Weird Al Yankovic song.
So Spyheart's going in at number 66, I think.
Correct.
Oh my God, we're that high? We should have started at 60.
I think it was good to revisit the bottom of our list.
It's good. Because, you know, you don't always get to say hello to it.
And
so
you know,
it's like, hey, how are you doing down there? It's been a while.
In 6 months, we'll probably be like, were we too harsh on Waterworld? And we need to look back at this and say no.
And then I'll watch it two more times.
What's our number one?
Number one, Return of the Jedi.
We've never done Back to the Future, have we?
No, because that's a great movie.
I'd feel like that.
I feel
like
we would have to skip
one-ish.
Just to Back to the Future 3.
Yeah, we'd have to go just
like we would have to treat it the way we treated
two,
Return of the Jedi.
Even maybe think about 2 a little bit.
Yeah, but 3.
The first one is just a perfect.
3 is the one that I don't revisit.
Yeah, 3.
Like you catch one on TV all the time.
Yeah,
and when it's on TV, you stop and you watch it.
Right.
2, you might accidentally catch thinking that it's 1, and then you go, oh wait, there's 2 Martys. He's wearing the funny hat.
I think I can distinguish all of them, but I'll stop and watch all 3 of them.
I'll watch all 3.
Yeah.
I enjoy all 3, but if we were going to try to put one to go to top 10, I mean, it's the first one.
Oh,
the
yeah.
First one's,
yeah.
The first one's like top 3.
Yeah.
That's like a perfect movie.
Yeah.
But anyways, gentlemen, we'll say goodbye to those movies because we are pressed
goodbye,
on
movies.
Time.
Say goodbye.
And we have a big endeavor before
oh,
us.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready. I can't wait.
Because what are we doing, Brian?
It's time for the
King of the Thing. King of the Thing. King of the Thing.
King of the 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 Thing. Godzilla.
So, Rick, while you were on hiatus a few weeks ago, we recorded a special mini episode, which we told you not to listen to.
That's true.
Because
he was like, done and done.
Because we had,
he doesn't listen to any of
we
them.
We did a loser's bracket to determine a 16th candidate for this field in the King of the King of the Thing.
Do you want to describe what the King of the King of the Thing exactly is, Brian?
Well, the King of the King of the Thing is we have taken all of the winners from our previous 15 plus the loser's bracket rounds of the King of the Thing, including our very first one when we talked about child stars and decided midway that we were going to turn it into a little tournament.
Yes.
Yes.
So we had 15 eligible kings.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then we had one
Joker.
Second chance.
Wild card.
Wild card entry that might have a good showing. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
And now we are determining.
Am I supposed to determine which one that is?
No, you'll hear it.
You'll hear it very, very quickly. And so what I did is I put to you guys the lists of the existing kings, and you came up with your own rankings and combined with my rankings.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I
determined the seeding of this bracket.
Oh, my God.
And our second chance obviously ended up in the 16 seed.
You did a lot of work for this.
I did a lot of work.
You did.
Yeah.
A lot of prep.
Every so often I try.
Oh, I like it.
So do you want to start at the top with our number one and our second chance in the number 16 seed, or do you want to start at the bottom with our 6 and 11?
Let's start at the bottom.
Yeah, bottom.
All right, let's build some tension. So our number 6 seed is the song Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, that's a good song. Pump up jam.
And that is up against our horror movie villain fave, Jason Voorhees.
Eye of the Tiger.
I feel like if I got pumped up, I could take on Jason.
Yeah,
Eye
of the Tiger.
I'm really motivated by Eye of the Tiger.
100%.
I don't like your odds in that fight.
No, I don't like it either, but at least in my mind, Eye of the Tiger would help me more.
I kind of want to see it played out.
I'd like the music going and Mark taking
because
on Jason.
Because I'm picturing like Mark doing a training montage, and then Jason just stabbing him with a machete.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's like a Family Guy Jason thing.
It would immediately be over.
All these people coming over. Oh.
All that prep for nothing.
Yeah. All right. So Eye of the Tiger advances. Next, we have our number 3 seed, Bugs Bunny.
Oh,
okay.
You're as funny as Bugs Bunny. Up against a great comedy movie, also a great buddy cop movie, Hot Fuzz.
Oh, I got to go with Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, Bugs Bunny.
He's the classic, and he's the one that's more influenced my comedy stylings over the years.
They probably influenced Simon Pegg.
Probably influenced them. That's true. Good point, Rick.
All right. So that brings us to our number 7 seed, the Olympic favorite curling.
Oh.
Versus number 10.
I don't need to hear it. Curling.
Everyone's favorite Goonie/Hobbit, Sean Astin.
Curling.
Wow. Well, it would be cool to hang out with Sean Astin, but it's also fun to do curling.
What if he was curling with us?
Yeah, but that's not an option.
Isn't he? Oh, no.
So I guess, like, what would you rather be doing? Hanging out with Sean Astin or curling?
Curling.
I mean, I have curled. I've never hung
out
with Sean Astin.
You didn't join the curling club.
That's true. I didn't do it because it was far away.
We could be the next Olympic team. We're not going to be Sean Astin's best friends.
What can we do while drinking? We could hang out with Sean Astin while drinking and play curling while drinking. So, I don't know. Brian, what's your thoughts on this?
I mean, curling gets the advantage because of the seating, but, you know, Sean Astin has been in a lot of really good movies.
That's true. I would say he was Rudy.
If anyone's going to overcome seating, it's Rudy.
It's true.
And I was going to say, he's probably given me more joy over the years because curling was a more recent discovery.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think I got to go Sean Astin.
And Rick, you're going with curling.
I have to go with curling.
And I'm the deciding vote.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I like how you turned it from you were voting for Sean Astin, so you needed me to break the tie.
No, I just wanted to.
And then
your
I made
input.
That decision, and now you're.
Because you know why?
I just wanted to.
Because now
input.
He really wants to go curling.
Yeah.
I don't need to vote. When a stone hits a stone, it's a drink.
Oh. Is there a drinking game we can turn in to Sean Astin?
Yeah, just watch a movie and
when
drink.
When he appears, you drink.
Curling.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Curling could take it all now.
We'll see.
I don't like that. Next, we have our number 2 seed. Doc Brown.
Oh, great scientist.
Versus the Rocket, Chet Stedman.
Oh,
I gotta go Doc Brown.
Yeah.
Sorry, Brown. Chet.
Sorry, Gary Busey.
Both have crazy hair, though.
Not Nick Nolte.
That is correct. It was not Nick Nolte. So that brings us up to our top bracket. So we have our 5 seed, the Mixed Nuts Spring Snake from our April Fool's episode.
That's a joke.
Very
up
classic.
Against our preferred Christmas character, Scott Calvin, Tim Allen from The Santa Claus.
Oh.
This is easy for me.
You're going to go with
Mixed Nuts Spring Snake.
But I think I'm going to go with Scott Calvin because I enjoy those movies.
I do love those movies.
I only like the first one because that's the only one I saw.
Mixed Nuts have brought me more joy
over the years.
When was the last time you used Mixed Nuts?
I'd use them right now if they were here.
Yeah, but when was the last time you used
them? I'll go to the Wiz right now if I have to.
How many times have you seen Santa Claus in the last 20 years?
Probably once. I don't watch that movie that often. Yeah.
Brian, how many times have you seen?
Oh, at least once a year.
In comparison to Nick's Nuts.
And I watch the sequels.
Yeah, I watch them every year.
But the sequels also are diminishing returns.
Yeah. I don't watch. Well, I don't know.
The second one's okay.
I like watching Martin Short, though.
I don't. That one's not very good.
It's not a good movie. I just like Martin Short.
And they also turned the other holiday characters into too prominent of a role, especially by the third one.
Jack Frost.
Well, and like the Tooth Fairy.
Oh, is it Tooth Fairy? Oh.
The Molinator.
It's like the Rise of the Guardians movie.
The Molinator.
Yes, the Molinator.
These things mean nothing to me. But Sprite Mix Nuts.
You know, I am entirely on the fence, so the only way to solve this is you two doing Rock, Paper, Scissors, which is a great thing for an audio podcast.
Right.
Okay.
Rock,
paper,
scissors,
shoot! All right, Mark has thrown the rock. Rick has thrown the scissors. Rock crushes the scissors.
Dwayne Johnson.
The mixed nuts spring snake, speaking of tooth fairies, has taken it.
All right, nice.
Next, I already know I'm going to select this one in advance before you even vote. We have Bobby Orr versus Duke from G.I. Joe.
Oh, Bobby Orr.
Bobby Orr.
I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, we're from Mass. It's pretty easy.
All right. We have our number 8 seed, Skittles.
Oh, delicious.
Taste the rainbow.
I want some right now.
Against our number 9 seed, Judge Reinhold.
Oh,
our favorite
man.
Judge.
He was in the Santa Claus.
He was. He got a weenie whistle at the end.
What's still great to this day?
Judge Reinhold.
Skittles are still wonderful. Judge Reinhold, I don't know.
I'm going to go with Skittles.
Yeah.
Because I really want Skittles, and I'm actually thinking about going upstairs to get some.
You have some?
Yeah.
I'm always happier when I see Judge Reinhold than when someone offers me Skittles.
Ones.
Oh, come on. You'd be happy if Skittles appeared.
I had a thing of Skittles on my desk.
Brian, if you were sleeping...
I replaced them with M&Ms.
If you were sleeping in your bed...
I don't like chocolate as much. I like fruit.
If you were sleeping in your bed and you woke up and a package of Skittles was on your bed, or B, Judge Reinhold was sitting on your bed, which would be less creepy?
Okay, less creepy, the Skittles.
Yes.
But would I be like more intrigued by Judge Reinhold being there? Yes.
I don't know if intrigued is the word.
No, I would be intrigued because I'd be like, Judge Reinhold, what are you doing here? And he would probably just go, shh.
Oh, that's even worse. That's more problematic.
Well, that makes me just assume that he's in hiding.
Skittles.
I'm still going with
Who
Skittles.
Who are you to judge?
Right.
All right, Skittles. So that brings us to our number 1 seed, the theme from Cheers.
Oh, yeah, that's got it.
Versus our second chance, the Kit Kat.
Oh,
Cheers. I'm not a fan of chocolate all that much.
See, we get screwed by Rick's dislike of chocolate.
Yeah. Well, it is tough.
I'm voting Kit Kat.
Cheers.
It is tough
because
the last seed's already up against like the number 1, so it's a uphill battle.
Yeah, that's why I'm giving it the chance. I'm saying Kit Kat.
No, I still say Cheers.
Like, I want to give it a shot
because
we gave it back, but how
is
it
supposed
to
go
up against?
Hey, I'm Rick. Now everybody knows my name. I did that at the bar.
I can't decide on this one. I might have to go to Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Well, I feel like we need to...
Oh, Brian and Rick will have to, because I'm the abstain.
No, we have to have a different tiebreaker.
Oh, okay.
Coins.
Coin toss. Guess a number.
All right, we've got
a number.
I'll have a number in my head.
We've got a George Washington.
You have a wheat penny?
Quarter dollar.
A second.
So one side is George Washington, one side is... Ozark Riverways.
Oh, good show. Oh. I'm watching it on Netflix.
So, Rick, I will let you call it.
Okay.
Is it Washington or Ozark?
Are you starting on heads? Or are you starting on tails?
Aren't I the neutral
Washington
party
is
here?
Up. Oh, yeah. Mark, you can call it.
Okay.
And Washington is up.
I'm calling it. I don't have a stake.
Exactly. This is how you were deciding your vote.
This is how we're deciding.
Heads.
So, Washington?
Yeah, Washington. What does it mean?
We didn't figure out what.
What does it mean?
Okay. Well, Rick, you had picked
heads.
You picked heads too. Heads.
Why?
Is
because it won.
Well, no, actually, mine won.
Oh.
Heads right, is
good.
Heads is
cheers.
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 Tails
is Kit Kat.
That way, it's
and should
easier.
I flip it?
No,
I'll flip it.
Okay.
I don't trust you.
I have no stake in this.
But Mark, call it anyway.
Why am I calling it? It makes no tails.
It's heads.
Yay! Cheers!
But I feel like now I need to do a 2 out of 3.
No, you don't.
Name.
Cheers wins.
George Washington.
Cheers wins.
I cannot tell a lie. Woody moves on.
That was a long, like,
Woody moves on.
Woody moves on.
All right. So now we're looking at Eye of the Tiger.
Ah.
It's the Eye of the Tiger.
Against Bugs Bunny.
Oh, man.
I'm going with Bugs.
You know what? I'm going with Bugs only because Mel Blanc gave us so much.
Yeah. Bugs Bunny was like a hero icon to me as a kid. Eye of the Tiger didn't come in too much later, so.
You had a weird childhood.
Mine was Wile E. Coyote. You know they're coming out with a movie about Wile E. Coyote?
What?
Yeah.
I hope that the trailer is like Logan's and they use Johnny Cash Hurt.
Oh, my God. That'd be awesome.
Hurt Moss.
Like,
and
this
and
is
just
like
clips of him like getting blown up by Acme.
His last chance.
I feel like I need to make this now.
I think you and Topher Grace need to.
I think this
could be amazing.
Can you contact Topher?
I might be able to.
All right, continuing.
All right, we have Doc Brown versus curling.
Oh, gotta go Doc Brown, gosh. Rick. Sorry,
Brian. Convince me otherwise.
Well,
what against
on...
Doc Brown?
Yes.
I can't convince you against Doc Brown. Doc Brown gets it.
No, I want you to convince me not to vote for Doc Brown.
No, because I'm voting for Doc Brown.
I know, but I can still vote
so
for curling.
Really
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Two to
you try to convince me to vote for curling.
I can't because Doc Brown.
Exactly. Doc Brown
takes
it. All
right, Doc Brown.
All right.
All right, we have Bobby Orr versus the Mixed Nuts Spring Snake.
Okay.
Oh, Bobby Orr.
We'll go Bobby Orr.
Yes.
Cheers theme versus Skittles.
Oh, no.
Oh,
another
no.
candy cheers.
You know
matchup.
What? I'm going to have to go eat some Skittles quick to test this.
While he does that, let's listen to the cheers theme.
Oh. Oh. I get direct deposit.
Oh, God.
Don't do that.
This song is getting dark.
What?
You got left at the altar?
I'm Alphonse. Hey! Skittles. Rick gave me Skittles in a fun size form. A larger size of Skittles is even better. Usually we get to hear the clip of Cheers, the small clip from the beginning. We just heard a more extended, larger size of that. I did not enjoy the larger size of the song. So Skittles, I say, is delicious in every form.
Skittles wins. I mean, I think people are listening to me enjoy these Skittles.
Or hating that we're eating on mic.
Eh.
Much to my chagrin, Skittles moves on.
Skittles.
All right, that brings us to our final four. So we're starting from our Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, or Honey, I Blew Up the Kid, one of those episodes, Famous Scientists. We have Doc Brown versus from Gremlins to the New Batch, our Looney Tunes, Bugs Bunny.
Tough.
I'm gonna go with Doc Brown.
I don't know. I love Doc Brown, but I mean, if I was gonna compare a Back to the Future character,
You're more of a George.
More of a George McFly.
You're a
identified more with Marty, so I don't know. I identify more with Bugs than with Doc Brown, so I don't know. I'm thinking Bugs Bunny on this one.
You identified more with Bugs?
Than Doc Brown?
I identify more with an anthropomorphic
than
bunny.
An old man scientist?
Yeah.
One of them is human.
Yeah, but not yeah. my age when I was watching Back to the Future.
Yeah, but you can
for
watch
the
it
first
now.
Time. I do watch
you're,
it now.
You're probably pretty close to Christopher Lloyd's age now.
I'm just coming up with something, guys. This is a tough decision.
I'm going Doc Brown.
Okay, Doc Brown.
Woo!
I'm closer to Christopher. You bastard.
So Christopher Lloyd was born October 22nd, 1938. Back to the Future came out in 1985, so he was 47. He was 47 when that
wow.
movie came out.
That's 10 years older than me.
Well, yeah, but you're closer in age to Doc Brown now.
All right, let's not talk about my age. Let's move on.
And then our other half of our final four, we have our candy bars from whatever movie that was you watched.
From Hudson Hawk.
Hudson Hawk.
Oh, right.
Versus
that movie.
From the
that
Cutting
was a
Edge.
Parody movie.
Bobby Orr.
Oh.
These are very tough.
The Skittles, are they too hard to chew?
I'm going to go. Here's what I love Skittles. Skittles would almost always take it. However, Bobby Orr's legacy.
Yeah.
Is so solidified. And now Skittles has those weird ass commercials that they're only
saving
grace.
You're saying his legacy is being taken down a little bit.
It's taken down. Those commercials are not good.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to go with Bobby Orr.
Okay.
Even though I just enjoyed two bags of Skittles.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Bobby Orr as well.
So Brian doesn't get a vote.
But for the record, I don't think he would have picked Skittles.
I picked Cheers.
Oh, he picked Cheers. Boston. Connection.
Yeah. All right. So Bobby Orr goes on.
All right. So Bobby Orr advances to the finals. Love up it. Against Doc Brown.
Oh, man. All right, Mark. Sway my vote.
For which way? For which way?
Any way you want to go.
On the fence a little bit about Doc Brown and the previous role. Personally, for me, Bobby Orr is one of the greatest hockey players of all time, and he played for the Bruins, and I got into the Bruins and Bobby Orr because of my dad. He had the picture of the famous flying shot, and I had a signed Bobby Orr autographed picture that my mother had gone out to a clinic that he was running for hockey shots, and she waited in line because I was a young kid and got it signed for me, and I had it up in my bedroom over the years. So I got to go with Bobby Orr.
First and foremost, this is a movie podcast.
Yeah, it is. That's true.
So we have
a real-life
sport hero, and we have one of the iconic film characters of all time. And in addition to that, Doc Brown, he's not just been a movie character. He has been in a theme park ride with the Back to the Future ride. He was in Million Ways to Die in the West, as we referenced earlier. It is hard. Doc Brown doesn't have the local connection, but Doc Brown, I think, is one of the more iconic characters in film history. He's done quite some heavy lifting throughout the years. There was a Back to the Future animated series that I remember having the toys from McDonald's that were depicting that. I have the comic book tie-in to the animated series that they handed out at Universal Studios Florida, where Einstein the dog got cat arax. And everything he saw looked like a cat. So, you know, when I think of all of those things, when I think of the roles that movies have played throughout my life, you show me a DeLorean, I go back to the future. You have Christopher Lloyd, star of Who Framed Roger Rabbit, showing up. I think of Back to the Future. I have to go Doc Brown.
A lot to think about. A lot to weigh in the
mind. Is Skittles still an option?
Rick, where do you stand? Brian's love of one character from Hills.
No. We have I'm
in
the
hockey,
same boat.
Hockey was never my sport.
Yeah.
I loved the Mighty Ducks, but...
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Bobby Orr is just a legend, but Doc Brown is a legend as well.
Yes.
Film
in their
legend.
Own rights.
I am... going to go with, I'm going to go with Bobby Orr.
Whoa!
All right. But wait.
I almost said Bobby Brown.
There's a twist.
Bobby Brown.
So before Bobby Orr can ascend to the crown, we have a loser's bracket.
Oh, man.
Because we can't just do a quick and easy king of the thing.
Okay.
So, rapid fire, you're determining your favorites first.
No explanation.
No
just
explanations.
Go.
Kit Kat versus Judge Reinhold.
Kit Kat.
Yeah.
Duke from G.I. Joe versus Scott Calvin.
Duke.
Scott Calvin.
I'm saying Scott Calvin.
All right.
Chet Sedman versus Sean Astin.
Sean Astin.
Hot Fuzz versus Jason Voorhees.
Hot Fuzz.
Yeah, Hot Fuzz.
Hot Fuzz. Now we have Curling versus Kit Kat.
Curling.
Curling.
Eye of the Tiger versus Scott Calvin.
Eye of the Tiger.
The Cheers theme versus Sean Astin.
Cheers.
Cheers. Yep.
The Mixed Nuts Spring Snake versus Hot Fuzz.
Spring Snake.
Spring Snake.
We have Curling versus Eye of the Tiger.
Cool. Eye of the Tiger.
I want to play curling while listening to Eye of the Tiger.
I know.
It's Eye of the Tiger.
I'd be so pumped.
Cheers theme versus Mixed Nuts Spring Snake.
Cheers theme.
Skittles versus Eye of the Tiger.
Skittles.
Bugs Bunny versus the Cheers theme.
Oh, Cheers. Man. I'm going to go Bugs Bunny.
I'm going Cheers.
Okay.
Skittles versus the Cheers theme.
Ooh.
We're back to that matchup.
That's the same
what
matchup.
What did we do last time?
We just
Skittles last time.
Did we?
All right, Cheers theme. I'll give you a second shot here.
All right, Cheers.
And Doc Brown versus Cheers theme.
Doc Brown.
All right, so then Doc Brown, one more time. Is he going to win the bracket, or is it Bobby Orr again?
Still Bobby Orr.
I may go with Doc Brown.
Oh, come on.
It's so close.
Doc Brown.
At least I get a chance now. I could be like, listen, he won the first round.
Yeah.
But the second round, Doc Brown
went
back in time.
You're considering Back to the Future 2 and 3. In your...
I don't mind those, though.
There's supposed to be no explanation.
I know.
But this is the final.
This is
again.
The final. Oh, God, I'm so torn. Doc Brown is the winner.
Doc Brown.
Well, I mean, we can't be upset either way, right?
No, that's true.
No, yeah. I was torn the first time.
They both basically won because we picked them both times.
Yes.
So it's kind of a tie, which is kind of a cheap way to end it, but we'll take it.
Yeah.
It's our movie cave.
And on that note,
thanks, Cinemaniacs, for listening to this episode of the $5 Bin Podcast. I'm Mark, and for Rick and Brian, just remember, you can always paint the grass green. Good night.
Good.
Doc, it's me.
Hey, yeah, Marty.
Hey, I know we've gone on different adventures and we're back to our original timeline, but who's this guy we brought back with us just chomping on those Skittles over there?
The Great Scott, Marty. It's the Skittleman.
Hello.
Who are you, man?
I eat Skittles for a living. I'm very energetic.
Who pays you? Like the Mars Company?
No. I just eat them.
I don't understand how you make money out of this endeavor.
YouTube.
Marty, don't ask too many questions. You'll open a logical paradox, and the whole timeline could explode.
Oh, God. I touched them, and now the Skittles turned into Kit Kats.
Oh, that looks more palatable to me.
I don't enjoy these as much.
I still say Bobby Orr.
Thanks, Cinemaniacs, for listening to this mini-episode of the $5 Bin Podcast and our King of the Thing Championship Spectacular! You can find us on the social interwebs. Tweet us at the number $5 Bin P-O-D, like us on Facebook, or email us at the $5bin.podcast@gmail.com. Download and subscribe to all our episodes on iTunes, and when you do, hey, why not leave a nice rating and review? Helps others to find the podcast as well. Why? Thank ya! For information about Brian and my improv organization, Natick Improv, and upcoming workshops and performances, like our Oktoberfest show, you can visit natickimprov.com or like Natick Improv on Facebook. A big thanks once again to Jeff Kimball and Jenny Weech for the $5 Bin theme song. And until next time, Cinemaniacs, hasta la vista, baby parody kid.